This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So here is Jack Stonehouse, who's one of the best punters in the country, and they need a good one here. That is partially blocked. And a Notre Dame player has it at the 20-yard line and streaking into the end zone for the touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
NBC, courtesy of the call, as Notre Dame obliterates Syracuse this past weekend. Bill Zimmerman crying all day on Saturday, watching his beloved Orange get decimated by the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame, a huge topic of conversation today and really always, especially when you compare their resume with one of the teams that handed them one of their two losses this season, the Miami Hurricanes. As we talk the latest batch of college football playoff rankings here on You Better You Bet. And Joey Knish will join us in 20 minutes, his bets for rivalry week in college football. So takeaways, bets, all of it is coming up right now. The top four unchanged. Ohio State, Indiana, and I think we are on a collision course for those two teams in the Big Ten title game. Texas A&M 3. Georgia is 4. Texas Tech at 5, and Tech feels like a lock for the playoff, even with a loss this weekend, and I don't anticipate that happening against West Virginia. Oregon leapfrogs Ole Miss, so Oregon is now 6. Oregon with a huge game at Washington this weekend, and kind of feels a little bit like Oregon might make it still with a loss, but kind of up in the air there as far as Oregon is concerned. Ole Miss is 7. We will get to Ole Miss. And Lane Kiffin, and that saga, that soap opera in Oxford. Oklahoma 8, Notre Dame 9, and Alabama is a 10. And we've said this for a few weeks right now. The way I want everyone to think about, the way I want our audience to think about the college football playoff rankings, the top 10 are getting in. And that's it. Because the ACC champion is not going to be Miami in all likelihood. And it's going to be like the 16th team, like Virginia or SMU is going to make it as the ACC champion. So the ACC champ is going to take one spot and the group of five team is going to take the other. So if you're not in the top 10 when it's all said and done, you are going to be on the outside looking in of the college football playoff. So with that context, BYU is 11, Miami is 12, Utah 13, the Utah Utes off their stunning come from behind win last week against K-State. Vanderbilt next at 14, Michigan at 15. And this is where I believe we can draw a line and everybody else is out. Nobody else can make it, except for obviously the ACC conference champion and a group of five team. But an at-large team, like there's no more teams that can make it once we get past Michigan. Texas is 16, Texas has 3 losses, Texas is out. And all the teams behind Texas, I don't think any of them can make it. So the at-large teams, for me, end with the Michigan Wolverines at number 15. This is going to be an awesome rivalry weekend. An awesome rivalry weekend that's going to really crystallize how this is all going to turn out heading into conference championship weekend in college football. Three primary takeaways from this latest batch of college football playoff rankings. I want to begin with the Alabama Crimson Tide. There is some thought and conjecture that if Alabama loses a third game, and I should really specify what I mean by this. If Bama loses to Auburn on Saturday in the Iron Bowl, Bama's out. So this is like Bama has to win against Auburn to make the playoff. A loss, and Bama's got three losses, and Bama's going to be out. Bama has to win this game against Auburn. If Bama makes the SEC championship game and loses, Alabama would have three losses. And there are some that are all too willing to argue. You can call them Bama haters, SEC haters, whatever. I don't care about any of that. But there will be people that will argue, rather vociferously, that Alabama should be out with three losses. I come down on this in an entirely different perspective. I think Bama wins on Saturday in the Iron Bowl, and they are 100% in. It doesn't, to quote Dwayne Johnson, it doesn't matter what happens in the conference championship game. If Bama makes the SEC title game, which by the way, this is it's a reward. Like, it shouldn't be viewed as a hindrance for teams in the college football playoff. And I'm going to slightly contradict what I just said when we talk about BYU coming up in a moment, but I'm going to make it make sense. I promise. This is a reward to play in a conference championship game. So it's not like, you know, like you lose six conference games. You're like, oh, you could just play for the conference championship. That's not how it works. And the SEC, along with the Big Ten, the two best conferences in college football. So if Bama wins this weekend and goes to the SEC championship game, let's say Bama plays A&M. And let's say A&M wins 31-10. I'm making this up, right? Hey, Georgia, whatever. Georgia beats them. 31-10. Bama's still in. There is no way, no chance, given the power player that the SEC is in college football, that the conference runner-up's getting left out because they lose the conference championship game. No way. Now let's talk about prices. Alabama, right now, on the money line at Auburn on Saturday in the Iron Bowl, is minus 220. Bama, to make the playoff at BetMGM, is minus 185. And I guess maybe you could argue that, like, what if Ty Simpson gets hurt in the SEC title game if they make it? And now it's a backup, right? We saw what happened with Jordan Travis a couple years ago in Florida State. I think these prices should be almost identical. I think Bama money line against Auburn, that should be the Bama playoff price. I think Bama is in almost no matter what else happens the rest of the way leading up to the college football playoff. So I don't buy it at all that Bama's out with three losses if that third loss is to A&M or Georgia in the SEC championship game. For me, Bama is in with a win on Saturday, and I expect Alabama to win the game on Saturday at Auburn. Full rivalry weekend betting card coming up in the power hour of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, just to touch on BYU and the idea of losing a conference championship game in the Alabama instance won't hurt Alabama. Let's be real about this. Not all conferences are created equal. The Big 12 is not the SEC. And as far as national powers go, BYU is not Alabama. Now, perhaps your counter to that is, well, SMU made it last year over Alabama. Bama had three losses. Like, there was no way that was ever happening last year. This is a different story. BYU is a big favorite this week against UCF. And Texas Tech's a big favorite against West Virginia. We are, in all likelihood, not definitely, going to get Tech BYU par deux in the Big 12 title game. And if Texas Tech wins that game, and BYU has two losses, and they're both to Texas Tech, I think BYU's out. And I feel pretty sure about that. You might think it's unfair, and you can like yell into a cloud or phone a friend. I don't really care. The BYU and Alabama are not the same. The Big 12 and the SEC are not the same. You bet on this Wednesday. All right. It's time for us to have our weekly chat about the Miami Hurricanes and their standing in the college football playoff rankings. Miami's up to 12. They've done very well for themselves since the initial batch of college football playoff rankings, which came out after they lost to SMU. And an at-large bid for Miami, because they, in all likelihood, can't play for the ACC championship. I mean, you try and read the fine print on that, on the ACC championship, you're dumb. I'm not smart enough to absorb all of that information in one sitting. I don't know many people who are. I'm not saying there aren't any people. I just don't know any of them. Which maybe is a commentary on sports media. I'm not sure. An at-large bid is not impossible for Miami. The betting market does not think the Canes are going to make it. Miami at BetMGM, -295 to miss the college football playoff. Miami has to win at Pitt this weekend, and the Canes have gotten bet out now to a touchdown favorite on the road. Total is 50.5. So Miami's expected to win that game, right? On the road at Pitt. But Miami's going to need some help. And for anyone out there who thinks that if Miami wins, and let's say a couple teams lose, and it comes down to Miami or Notre Dame to make the playoff. Yes, Miami beat Notre Dame early in the season. We had committee chair Hunter Yurecek, I believe is how you pronounce his name. I think like no one should ever speak from the committee. I feel like that would be better than someone actually speaking, just like never speak. This is kind of why the BCS, while everyone hated it at the time, like, it's just like, well, it was what the computer said. That's it. We can't have any human go out there and contradict him or herself like Hunter Yurecek does. Where the committee wants to tell you, our listeners and viewers, that head-to-head results matter. But then also says that Notre Dame and Miami are considered along in a pod with Bama and BYU. Like, none of this makes any sense. Like, the thought of BYU being in the same universe as these teams, to me, doesn't pass the smell test. Then he went on to say that Notre Dame is a, quote, complete team. Now, I think Notre Dame's way better than Miami. And the way I'll pose this to everybody is as such. If I could tell you, our listeners and viewers, and I think we have an extremely, exceptionally educated audience, not that your thought has to be right, but that we are very smart collectively with the way we think about things. Maybe not me all the time, but certainly you, our audience. Notre Dame and Miami on a neutral, pick the winner of the game. Who are you taking? Who are you betting? Of course you're betting Notre Dame. Of course. And I said, after Miami beat them in the opener, and I bet Notre Dame in that game, that if they played that game again tonight, Notre Dame would beat them. And it was Notre Dame's conservative play calling and C.J. Carr's first start that really sunk them early in that game. Otherwise, I think the Irish would have won that game by double digits. I think Notre Dame's better than Miami. I have no problem with the idea that, like, we watch the games, we know Notre Dame's better. But then don't say that head-to-head matters. Because it doesn't in this instance. Like, it doesn't. Because Miami beat Notre Dame, but if it comes down to it, and the two schools are next to each other, we know what's going to happen. Notre Dame's going in, and Miami's not. I'm not saying Miami can't make it. Miami can make it. But they need a lot to happen in front of them. You got to have Oklahoma lose. You'd love to have Oregon lose. You'd love for Bama to lose. Like, there's a lot that you're rooting for. If you're a Miami fan, a Miami alum, you've got futures on Miami to make the playoff. It can happen, but it's like a four-leg parlay that you need to be cashed. And you can complain about it if you want, and I understand the complaints. At the end of the day, I have to say, I agree with the committee chair. Notre Dame's just better than Miami. And people cannot like that, and that's fine. I don't even think it's questionable. I think Notre Dame's way better than Miami. Last note on the college football playoff rankings. Ole Miss is 7. Oregon leapfrogged them this weekend with Oregon's win against USC. Now, we have been on this show, and other people have said the same, right? And there are some dissenters, not everyone, it's not all group thing, but I think a lot of people think this way. That Ole Miss is in the playoff even if Ole Miss loses on Friday to Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. And by the way, betting market moving towards Mississippi State in that game, we're down to 7 from 7.5. I've been telling you all week, I like Mississippi State plus 7.5. Doesn't mean the bet will win, but it looks like we're going to beat the market with that game. Let me create a scenario for everybody. Let's say that Ole Miss loses to Mississippi State. Not impossible, right? Rivalry game. Crazy things happen. The players on Ole Miss don't know if Lane's going to coach them next year or next week. Let's say Mississippi State wins. Okay. I will ask our audience now the same question I asked you yesterday. What is your... None of us know. But what's your guess as to what Lane's going to do? Would you say it's more or less than 50% that Lane leaves Ole Miss? I have no inside information. None. Zero. The only place I get inside information is in the NFL sometimes. I have no inside info here. But reading the tea leaves, and I can be wrong about this, I feel like he's going to LSU. I have no inside info. That's my guess right now. I think it's more than 50% he leaves. So if you're the committee, and you dropped Ole Miss down to 7, and Ole Miss loses to Mississippi State, and now here's, maybe Joe Judge maybe is the interim coach. We haven't even talked about that. 2-loss Ole Miss with an interim coach. Do the Rebels get boned out of a playoff spot? Interesting to think about. I'll say this about the Egg Bowl. I do think Mississippi State's going to keep the game a little closer than the betting market anticipates. These Ole Miss players are humans. This has to be affecting them, the drama with their head coach. On the other side, we'll get bets for rivalry weekend and college football with Pro Sports Bettor, our friend, Joey Knish.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.